The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, berachas tefillin shel Rosh. We are starting the next bracha, the bracha on tefillin shel Rosh. Al mitzvah tefillin. So last time we spoke about the tefillin shel yad, and now we're talking about tefillin shel rosh. Tefillin shel yad, as we mentioned, is something we put on our arm that has these four parshiyos that describe the three basic important ideas that a person has to have to be an oved Hashem. Number one is Yichud Hashem and Shema Yisrael. Hashem is the only power in the world. Second thing is Chav HaOinish, that we have from the mitzvahs. The way we get to the proper connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the mitzvahs, and if we do them, we are deserving of the reward, and if not, Chas V'Shalom, the other way around, the Oinish. And the third thing is, you see, it's Mitzrayim, the interaction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu between himself and this world, and specifically us, that we saw in a revealed fashion by Yetzias Mitzrayim, but from that we know that it goes on throughout our entire lives. On the yad, we said we put it on the arm because that shows that our acts should be guided by the tefillin, by the ideas of the tefillin. But maybe we put it on the rosh also. The rosh says that keneged the neshama, that the yad is the source of our thoughts, and the rosh is the neshama. You know, the rosh represents the spiritual part of ourselves. And it also happens to be the top of the rosh is the part of the brain which is involved in processing the thoughts that we have and converting them to actions. So basically, when we're putting tefillin on the rosh, we're saying, and we're representing with this, the fact that we want our brain that is processing the different desires we have and bringing them into action to be guided by our neshama, guided by the eyes of the ideas of the tefillin themselves. And that's why the beginning of the tefillin themselves are put on the top of our forehead, which is the top of the beginning of our brain, which he says is the processing area of the different input that it gets from outside. And then the kesher, the knot of the tefillin, is in the back of our head where the brain meets the spine. And that is basically the idea of having the brain, which is guided by the neshama, being connected to the spine, which gives that all the information back down to the parts of the body to be able to move and do what is dictated by the brain. But we're saying that we want this mahalach to be start not from the brain itself, but from above the brain. The tefillin, which is above the brain, which is basically, like we said before, Shem Hashem Nikra Lecho. And Chazal points out that in Tanakh, the tefillin Shirosha called Per, Percho Chobosh Olecho. This is the glory of Klal Yisrael, the fact that we have tefillin al HaRosh. Because the glory of Klal Yisrael is that our acts are not just done arbitrarily without thought. And they're not even done with a thought which is guided by the physical part of our brain. But it's guided by the neshama, and it's guided by ideas of that the neshama are guided by, which are the ideas in the tefillin shel rosh. So this is a very mitzvah, and like we're saying, it's very important to pay attention when we're putting on the tefillin, and even if we're not putting on tefillin, to remind ourselves there's such a concept of tefillin. For women that aren't putting on tefillin, by the way, there is a mitzvah that has two out of the four parshas in it. It's a mitzvah of mezuzah. A mitzvah mezuzah also has a parsha Shema Vayim Shemoya. If somebody walks into a door that has a mezuzah, the Rambam says, it should wake him out of his slumber. We go through our regular course of life, being involved in our physical stimuli, which get us to do things, and a regular mode of behavior. The Rambam says, and kind of right after what the Rambam used to do, when he walked into a doorway and he saw the mezuzah, he right away woke himself up to the fact that all this physical stuff is not the thing that's guiding me. There's Hashem above me. Hashem, who's the only power in the world. Hashem, who interacts with us with the Shechav Oynish. The Ramban implies that in the mezuzah itself, it has the idea of Yisiyat Mitzrayim, even though it does not explicitly say Yisiyat Mitzrayim. In those two parshiyos, it does say the idea of Hashgocha, whether we say Elukeinu, which means Hashem interact with me, or Pasha Vayim Shemoyah, that shows the interaction of Shechav Oynish. That is a message which Yisiyat Mitzrayim is supposed to bring out. In the tefillin, we have it in
Kol Halashon.
Independently, but in the mezuzah we have it concisely in those two parshas, but still bring out these three ideas. So this is a special pe'er, the greatness of Klal Yisrael, that we have these mitzvahs that are constantly, we are interacting with it. Whether we're putting on a tefillin ourselves, or we're seeing somebody else put on tefillin, or we're going through the mezuzah, we're having these special gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change the way we relate to things. I have to go into a room. Let's say I have to go into a room, and I know, let's say I have somebody, a child is misbehaving there. So I can run into the room and start getting screaming and shouting. Or I stop before I walk in and I see the mezuzah. And the mezuzah reminds me, one second, Hashem is running the world. I'm not running the world. Because these children are not behaving the way I want, is that a reason for me to scream and shout? Or is a reason to think, what is the best way I could do this? How can I deal with them? How can I be sensitive to them? Come on, we're giving one mushel, but any room we're walking into, that's our option. Is the room I'm walking into just for my arbitrary desires without thinking? Or I'm doing it, no, I'm thinking. Taking advantage of what is in that room for the right things, whether it be the tools that are in the room, the machines that are in the room, or the people in the room, interact with them properly. But the starting point of our day is, like we said, we put on our tzitzis, and then afterwards we put on the tefillin. The Rosh used to make the bracha of the tefillin together with making the bracha of Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara. We don't do that because we started differently. But just to know that idea, when the Rosh would put on tefillin, you say, I'm now, this is the Oiter Yisrael B'Sifara. What is the Pe'er? What is the greatness of Klal Yisrael? The greatness of Klal Yisrael is that we're guided by the ideas of the tefillin, and the ideas of tefillin we put specifically on our head, which is, like we're saying, is processing all the different desires we have. And then it's guided by the tefillin, the ideas of the tefillin, and then it sends it down to the spine and to the nervous system, and my acts are followed by that. That is the greatness of Klal Yisrael. The method says that one is not allowed to be mafsik between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. It says that a person who speaks between tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, it's an aveira, and the time when they had an army, a person would not be eligible to be enlisted in the Jewish army if he would speak between Tefillin Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. An idea behind it is that Tefillin Shel Yad represents our actions, and the Tefillin Shel Rosh represents our thoughts, and there cannot be a division between the two. They have to be going in unison, one with the other. And if they're independent, Hashem Yirachem, we miss the point of what life is all about. It's even okay, la locha lemaisa now. You're not to be mafsik between tefillin yad, tefillin shel rosh, even to hear, mein hei shmei rabba. For nothing in the world are you allowed to be mafsik between tefillin yad, shel yad, tefillin shel rosh. The person is mafsik, he has to make the brachas over again. The Baal HaMor says that even the person is not making a bracha on tefillin, so there's no issue of brachas. Even so, there's a locha that there has to be Havaya achas, they have to be put on in unison, one immediately after the other. And that's the idea that's represented by the tefillin, that I am one connected being. My mind is connected to my neshama, and neshama is guided by the ideas of Shema Yisrael, Vayim Shemoy, Yitzis Mitzrayim. And that is the thing that affects the way my hands do, not the other way around, that my hands and my eyes, that the external things that I see are the things that are guiding me, and dragging me to do things I don't really want to do, but the other way around. I see things and I interact with them the way my neshama processes it, and my brain and my arms and my muscles and my hands and my legs are all just kalim for that. So we should be zeichem Yitz Hashem to take advantage of this, to think about this a little bit, while we're making these brachas, so like we said, if we're not making the brachas, think about that idea of tefillin, and also, like we said, the mezuzah is really also part of this marechet. We have tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah, which are the mitzvahs are constantly surrounding us. And if we'd have one, we have one, we have the other, we have the other, we always have at least one of these. So, mi'etz Hashem, we start our day, like we're saying, take that bracha, when I'm putting on my tefillin, I'm not just putting these boxes on my head, not just being a kama mitzvah, but I'm using this to change the way I approach my entire day. And then afterwards, when I go out, try to think a little bit before I act. Am I doing it matim to the message that I have from my tefillin, or not going to the message I have from my tefillin? We know Gedolei Olam Tzadikim, the Brisker Rav, was Yadua, that he moved a little slower than other people. And when I asked why, he said, because I don't make a movement without making a cheshbon. Is this the Ratzon Hashem? Is this the right thing up to the Torah, up to the Halacha? Kavavad, it's a very, very high madrega. But at least if we think about this a few times a day, it will help us little by little getting closer to really where we really want to be. Kol Tov.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.